you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
Because I know it's me, it's never God. My question is find out where is it me and doing what needs to take to fix it. Because something's broke. I'll pray like that. I said, God, something's broke. Where have I missed it at? And I'll sit there and I'll be quiet. I said, I know you want to answer me. And sometimes if I let myself get too busy and I don't practice the presence of God, staying at peace, you can get so busy, you might have to sit there an hour. Before you quit thinking about the turkey dinner and quit thinking about the soap operas and quit thinking about work and quit thinking about the bills and quit thinking about the problems, and then you can hear from God. Because God's going to be that small, still voice. All that other screaming will go on all over his voice. Because you have to be quiet to hear God. You notice when God spoke to people in a supernatural way, there was a pulling away from the crowd. There was a pulling away from the noise because he had to get you quiet. He wanted to talk to Moses. He had a burning bush. He's like, lights on, come on up. And he had to get up there and get quiet. He had to get in the presence of God. He had to get in the holy place. You need to get to where you're quiet because you're not going to hear God's voice with all that other stuff going on. So some of you may say, Pastor, I prayed and I sat and I didn't hear anything. How long you sit? 5 whole minutes. What did you hear while you were sitting there? Well, my mind kept doing this, kept doing that. Well, you need to sit there long enough so your mind quiet down. I've known people that's taken 5 hours for them to sit quiet before they got quiet. Before your mind, see, that's how busy we get. I used to be like that. My mind was just, it was just always going. And never had any peace because your mind was always going. I'm talking about praying. I couldn't hear a thing. Communication. I talked to God, but I didn't hear a thing. And I was wanting to be looking at you like, that may work for you, but that didn't work for me. But if God spoke to anybody in the Bible, he can speak to me. I just got to do what they did. Be where they are. Respond the way they respond because I know it's there. I'm not losing the hope that I can hear from God because God communicates. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He has chosen to communicate through the spirit. I want to hear and I will hear. And I had to start setting aside blocks of time to be quiet. I noticed that when I read the word, I get quiet. So I'd read the word for a while, then pray and just be quiet and just sit there. Every now and then, you notice at this church, we say, just be quiet. Just so you can get the benefit of just being quiet. Just have a moment of silence. Just a moment of peace. Just be quiet. And a lot of times God speaks to people when it's quiet. Because you'll come and we'll get praise and worship and we'll get the chicken dinners off your mind and all that stuff. We'll get all the basketball games and the football and everything off your mind. And somehow praise and worship gets you quiet. I learned that sometimes when I'm too busy, I got to just praise first. Just praise God till I can't praise him anymore. Just worship him till I can't worship him anymore. Then just say, whew. And then it's quiet. I listen, it's quiet. I've got my mind on God. I tell you about that time, only happened one time in my life. I swore I went to heaven. Father, I can tell you I went to heaven. I don't think my body went, but I think my spiritual body went. I was praising God. That was before I got married, but I was a Rhema student. And I came home and I was just worshiping God, just going around the house worshiping, praising God, just honoring him. I remember a teacher in school that taught us about that place in Psalms where it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, come to the Holy of Holies with singing. And then she said, that's the way God set up for them to enter the temple. And the temple was the place of his presence. And she said, we should practice that. So we'd practice in school. I went home one day and I just felt full and full of the Holy Ghost. And I went ahead and I did, I think it was maybe about 30, 40 minutes. And I mean, it's just like it was a natural progression from just thanking him. I thanked him for everything I could thank him for. God, I thank you. My apartment's got carpet. I'm not living on the concrete. I was thanking him for everything. Everything I could think of. Thank you for parents who didn't throw me out. Thank you for parents who didn't abuse me. Anything I could thank him for, I was thanking. And that was putting my mind on God. Putting my mind on the things I want and off the things I don't want. putting my mind on the things I'm believing for and off the things I'm not believing for. It was getting my focus on God, getting my faith towards God, getting my desires towards God. And I just thanked him till I could thank him no more. And it was almost like a natural progression. It just went over into just praising him, just praising God, you know, just thanking him and praising him. And because after I thought about all that, you know what? I thought God hadn't done anything for me. He's done all that. And I just started naturally praising him, and just tears were flowing. And I'm not the kind to cry, but just praised him till I cried, just praised him. And then I just started singing, you know, and I'm not a singer, but it was a sweet, joyful noise to the Lord. And I started singing just out of my heart. Just, I don't know what it sounded like. I don't care. I was just singing out of my heart, a spiritual song. And I just sang and I just sang, and it just got quiet. I just felt that was enough. And I'm telling you, I was there. I talked to God about so many things. I learned stuff I hadn't learned in 5-6 years of being in the Word. Just ask God. It's all, I mean, as far as I could tell, I was right there in the sanctuary with God. And I saw the Father there and Jesus at his right hand and the angels around and this, that, and the other. And I'm just saying, Lord, what about this? I was talking about getting married. I asked him about Helen and things about that. And she was okay. We got married, so she was okay. Otherwise, I'd have let her go, you know. But God said it, but she was fine. I asked him about some things, some questions I was having about some things we were learning in school. I asked him about my ministry, some things about the ministry, and he told me some things. And I'll tell you, I could not.
Hello,
not
this is
hear
Robert
God.
Cook, inviting you
I'm
to meet me at Joy Faith Christian
going to
Center.
Prayer first.
Sundays
going to
at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com.
Now, if you're sick, go
you
to
can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
I was talking about getting married. I asked him about Helen and things about that. And she was okay. We got married, so she was okay. Otherwise, I'd have let her go, you know. But God said it, but she was fine. I asked him about some questions I was having about some things we were learning in school. I asked him about my ministry, some things about the ministry, and he told me some things. And I'll tell you, I could not hear God. I'm talking about prayer, going to prayer first, going to a place where you get quiet, to where you hear God's voice, and going to him first and save yourself all that money running to the doctors and running around and doing all the other stuff. Go to him first. Now, if you're sick, go to the doctor too. Don't get me wrong, but go to God too. Don't wait till it gets so bad until there's nothing left but God. Go to God in prayer. I'm telling you, I mean, it was like I would ask the question, and Father, I'm sorry, I can't describe him or anything like that. He just was there, just a presence, and just spoke. I mean, just as I said it, the answer was right behind me. No waiting, there was no revealing. It was like I heard it, like I heard a voice just answering. Whatever I asked, I think I must ask 9 or 10. I got it written down at home in my prayer journal, just all the things I asked and just answers on top of answers. I mean, I was like, as long as I got him on the hotline, you know, I mean, you don't get this close that often. Let me. And I was just asking everything, and not a one was not answered. And I'm talking the wisdom and the answers. I was like, man, I can't be smart enough to make this up. This is too good. I mean, just specific things. Fantastic. Presence of God. And time to time, I've gotten over in the edge of that. But in all honesty, I haven't spent that kind of time. Now, I've spent time to get with God and to hear from God, but to get over that far. Prayer, two-way communication with God. If you want to overcome adversity, that is a dangerous weapon to the devil, prayer. Communicating with God. Why? Because we're called the army or the body of Christ, and the army is no good without generals commanding. And God is the general, and Satan wants to make sure you don't get your command. The adversity would come and he's giving you the tools, and one of them is prayer. Prayer is very powerful. I mean, if God knows the answer to everything. So if I could just get to the man with the answer. You sing a song, Christ Jesus is the answer for the world today. He is the answer. You just got to get to him and ask the question. That's prayer, two-way communication. You get to God, you ask him, he gives you the answer. You go do what he says and that's it. Solved, done deal. That's a tremendous armament in your arsenal against the devil, against adversity when it comes. Go to God and say, God, how should I handle this? Go to the Word and study the Word. And if it's a specific thing, look for how that happened in the Bible and how other men of God handled that. The things that God spoke to them. Even if you can't hear, you can read. If you can't read, the Bible's on cassette. You can hear something. If you can't do that, it Bible's on Braille too. You can do whatever you need to do to get the word, to believe the right things, to get the right results. Because you got to do it the way God said do it. Yeah, but I want to do it this way. Who's the Lord here? Who's in charge? Are you the Lord or is he the Lord? And if you yield yourself, it will always be just like he said, but you got to know God. Now, God's not going to put you up to something like that when you're not mature enough to deal with it. But obviously, people who are mature enough to deal with it, he's keeping them living by faith, too. It'll never get to the point where you don't have to live by faith, because God is pleased by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For those that would come to him must believe that he is and must believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to believe that God is, and you got to believe that he is a rewarder. A rewarder. We all like reward. We got to believe he is a rewarder. Not rewarding you with sickness and rewarding you with poverty and rewarding you with all that. And you suffer through this life and have no money for yourself, have no money for your kids because you're being humble. You're being stupid. God does not. Well, God can't do. If you're poor and broke all the time, how are you going to finance the gospel? How are you going to do anything? God's will is that all Christians be poor. Well, where's the money going to come from? To keep the church doors open. I don't know. Well, I know. Nowhere. You know? The blessing is upon God's people. Now, it's not about money. Remember, if you seek first the kingdom of God, God will take care of the rest of it. So you never seek the riches. But we studied it this morning, that the diligent person, they shall rule and they shall gain riches. The person who is diligent to do what? Diligent to seek money? No. Diligent to seek after the word. Adversity is coming. Pray. Go to God. Talk to God about it. Pray. Let's look at Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray. That's what I want to point out. Men ought always to pray. Well, you know, I don't need to pray when adversity comes. No, men ought always to pray. Now let's flip over to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Let every word of God be established before two or three witnesses. Let's find another scripture saying the same thing, which is our third one. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It says something plain and simple. Pray without ceasing. Now, that's the Bible. Pray without ceasing. Does that mean you pray 24 hours a day? Well, yes and no. It doesn't mean you're verbally standing there praying 24 hours a day, but always be in an attitude that, God, I prayed and spoke to you this morning, so I'm always open to you to speak to me. Because remember, prayer is two-way communication. So if you're always open to receive from him, you're still in prayer. Now, you got to have your mind quiet to do that, though. You can't have your mind tied up with a whole lot of other stuff, but you're not praying right then. See, I mean, prayer is two-way communication. I might have said what I got to say. Now God's got to say what he's got to say, or at least I'm open in case he wants to say something. Smith Wigglesworth said, I never pray more than 15 minutes, but he said, I never go more than 15 minutes without praying.
Today's message has been part one of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the